Well, this was just a paper that we decided to put in regarding the development of the master's degree program that is ongoing at Cleveland. Where it stands now, just so you know, is it is in the hands of the Higher Learning Commission for North Central Association of Colleges and Schools. They've had it since July, I think. So I guess they'll get to it eventually. And initial response is they have it, they've seen it. There are no red flags so far, so that's good. Basically, what we're up to is we're trying to diversify degree programs. And, you know, some of your colleges have done that. And Life, I think, had the model. I was talking to their exhibitor yesterday. They have 11 undergraduate degree programs at Life now, and a master's in the D.C. But we're diversifying with a sense of health education, health promotion, and related topics right now. So why health education, health promotion? Well, there's a sense that, you know, chiropractic has been holistic and wellness-oriented anyway. So it, as we say in agricultural terms, it kind of jee-haws with our overall mission. So it is aligned with the mission, which says that we do promote health. And we also surveyed local needs in the Kansas City area. There's no master's degree program in health promotion specifically aimed at health education, health promotion. So talk a little bit about that. And then the six questions the Higher Learning Commission requires, and certainly public demands for accountability, credibility in degree programs, and that sort of thing. So when we looked at our ideas for this program, we had to look at how to create a curriculum for a master's degree, since we are a single-purpose institution, like a lot of chiropractic colleges are. We have to look at the preparation process for accreditation, because without it being a North Central accredited degree, we can't get financial aid. And we had to look at a timeline, and we had to change that several times related to a variety of factors, including our Board of Trustees having to agree that this was the direction we wanted to go, and having to bring in the Vice President related to budget and finance, and certainly look at the credentialing process and competencies for students enrolled in this program, mainly the National Commission for Health Education Credentialing Incorporated, which gives the Certified Health Education Specialist exam, and certainly the budget and some effective marketing. So clearing the path, Dr. Nicholson developed these, so I'll have to familiarize myself with them again. We had to look at our vision. You know, what's our vision at Cleveland for the future? We had to look at board-related issues, as I mentioned, Board of Trustees, and making sure they understood what we're up to. And certainly we had to have a steering committee. We had to have me, a director of that program. We had to look at needs, budget, curriculum issues, the request for change. You know, those things come out to be about that thick once you've answered the questions and put the support documents in there for those of you who have had no dealings with accrediting bodies. And the other thing we have to look closely at is faculty, because to deliver a program for health education, health promotion, unfortunately, most chiropractors don't qualify to teach in that program. Reason being, we need to deliver a curriculum aimed at the seven areas of responsibility for health education, health promotion. If you don't even know what they are, it's going to be hard to deliver that programming. And we have to market this program effectively. And then we're also looking at how we might deliver continuing education for health educators, because that's always a hard thing to find, is to get 75 hours every 5 years. But you can get some of those through publication. So things that muddied the waters along the way, well, we looked at our issue with North Central, who said, hey, you have two campuses. One's in LA, but they're accredited by us. And you need to make sure that you've addressed autonomy issues there. And so we looked at changing the name from college to university, putting both campuses under the Cleveland University umbrella. So they have that request for change. So hopefully by the first of the year, we'll be in pretty good position to become Cleveland University as we diversify those programs. So the other consideration here is, who wants a health education degree from a chiropractic college? You know, and as we develop other degrees, we thought it was important to look at our status as a chiropractic college versus an overall umbrella for a university. Certainly internal obstacles, you know, clinics as well. We need more clinicians. Why are you hiring somebody to develop this program when we need more of what we lack? And, you know, just delays in the process of looking at documents and the people who have to approve these. Our institutional assessment guy is Dr. Gary Globe. He's at the LA campus, so things have to go back and forth. And we have no marketing department. A lot of chiropractic colleges don't. You might have a vice president for external affairs, or maybe you don't. And certainly we looked at that issue of who can teach. But I use a public health model. I found out pretty early that public health departments and groups don't do anything alone. They partner with coalitions, they partner with universities, anybody they can find to partner with that can share in the budgetary issues they do. So I included a lot of people up front talking to potential stakeholders and have a potential list here of places that we can put these interns or independent study or field experiences, put people out. Kansas Public Health Association, Johnson County Public Health, every division of Johnson County Public Health is willing to work with us. Area YMCAs, we have 18. We have a new YMCA on our campus that opens in December. YMCA of Greater Kansas City is locating their corporate offices to our campus. Stafford Center is a Methodist outreach center. National Center for Drug-Free Sport Regional Prevention Center has 14 coalitions, represents three counties. They held their youth summit to train area middle school and high school leaders on alcohol, tobacco, and other substance abuse prevention. They held their youth conference on our campus this year. So several more partners, but trying to involve those stakeholders early, and that has been really wonderful because they're really glad we're there and they're really glad that someone's asked them what this degree ought to look like. So certainly we had the issues related to our library. We've added 9 new journals in the area of health promotion and prevention. We talked to the accrediting body up front and said, hey, we're thinking about doing this. Any things that we should make sure we take care of? So we also checked with the accreditation related issues to the certified health education specialist. And keeping the momentum, you know, you can get bogged down. We got an earmark through the Congress if Obama gets elected. Anyway, I won't go political, but if we get that earmark, that'll help us in our efforts. So that was our Republican senator got us that earmark, by the way. And we have to, you know, do all the things that you do in long-term planning of a change that are obvious. But we involved the political process fairly early because we thought, hey, you know, they give other educational institutions money. Why not us? They've never given us any money. So we pointed that out. They got us an earmark. That Senator Brownback got us that. So one thing that we have to look at is consideration of who will help us market. So we're interviewing now for a VP of marketing. So hopefully that'll work well, but other universities have that. We want to position ourselves adequately. We need that. We need 6 months of marketing when this degree is ready to roll out. If we roll it out in 2009, we want to be running as soon as Higher Learning Commission says that it's okay. And I think I know my market, but we are going to have a distance component and some fall and spring institutes. So we're not marketing directly to chiropractors. We're marketing to teachers, coaches, bachelor degreed health educators, biologists, anybody who has an undergraduate degree that might want to reemphasize a master's in the area of health education, health promotion, networking with other institutions. And certainly she put some appendices in here on the budget proposal and the questions in the certified health education specialist. And we came up with a worst case, best case scenario and projected through September of August of 2012. And we don't really know how accurate this is, but we ran it by our finance VP and he liked it. So that's how we came up with our budget. You know, so it's one of those things that you just have to come up with something, but the Higher Learning Commission wants to see that. And here are their 6 questions. What's being proposed? What factors led to the organization to undertake this proposed change? What necessary approvals have been obtained? That's our trustees and our different people in the college, university system. What impact might the proposed change have on challenges that have been identified by the commission, the Higher Learning Commission, previously? In other words, if they've come and done a site visit, they've had a visit, they have some concerns, how's that going to impact those? And certainly we have to look at CCE because they don't want us taking away from the DC program. What are the organization's plans to implement and sustain the proposed change? What are the organization's strategies to evaluate this process? So, other thing that I'll mention is the Certified Health Education Specialist, the areas of responsibility. There are 7 of them, and as long as you teach 25 hours minimum in these areas of responsibility, you can sit their exam. So it's mainly assessment, planning, implementation, and an evaluation component there, and being a resource person and a communicator or an advocate for health education, health promotion. It's a social science. It's not that hard, but it's these competencies. So these are the areas that we have to focus our curriculum in order to have our graduates sit this exam. They can sit the entry-level exam, which is all that exists now, but they're moving toward a graduate credential. And if they've been in field 5 years, they can certify at the new graduate level, hopefully by 2011. We're planning the curriculum with that in mind. So in conclusion, we had to develop a system for new programs, and I had to have steering committees for new programs specifically for this one. We tried to link this program to the mission, and it was a good fit, so we didn't have to change things drastically. We had to submit that report to the accrediting body, and I'm in the process of lining up faculty now, which the word is out that I'm looking for help, so people are calling me, which is a good thing, and we have to market, network, and sell this concept that our program is a good one. By involving stakeholders, that's gone fairly smoothly. And then the enrollment issue, admissions, we're a single-purpose institution. Are they going to handle our enrollment issues? We're going to have to hire new people? Yes, we're going to have to do. They're going to have to handle it, and they're going to have to hire new people. So, it's a question that comes up at a single-purpose institution. And then we have to roll it out effectively and continually evaluate it so that hopefully we have a good program. So, appreciate your attention. If you have any questions, again.